Firstly, congratulations on your re-election as
Thank
MP
you very much.
London. How's the first month or so been?
Tumultuous, really. I mean, it's amazing to see so many new MPs in Parliament, so many young women. It feels that there's so much energy and so much hope for the future, so much ability amongst the new MPs. It's a great and energising place to be.
A lot of your bordering constituencies, a lot of them have been gained by the Liberal Democrats. Has Labour planned to work with the increased number of Lib Dems in Parliament?
Well, I mean, I think that's probably too early to say, but we should always be guided by it's important to work with people who want improvement for the country and for our constituents, and we should do that right across political party. What makes things right or wrong, it's not who's backing them, but what the values are and how possible it is to do the things that people would like us to do. Now, clearly, if you're in government, you have a responsibility to be considered in what you demand. Whereas if you're in opposition, there has to be some advantage of being in opposition, because I can tell you there aren't, it isn't great. And perhaps that is sometimes to want things or argue for things that actually are not that deliverable. So there's a different, I suppose, what I'm trying to say is there is a different role for government and opposition, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't work together on the things that you can.
Of course, quite soon after the election, the Chancellor announced the plans for building new homes, which included freeing up planning restrictions and setting targets for local councils. Now, I know there's a number of proposed developments within Mitcham, one being on the old Mitcham Gasworks site. How do you plan on helping ensure the council meet maybe targets set, but also listening to the concerns of local residents?
That's always a difficult thing to do, because generally, not specific to this site, but we can all want more housing, but not to have it next door to us. And I can quite understand we're all capable of facing both ways at once. But I think the message of how we desperately need more housing is getting across. So that will necessarily get us into some disputes. And of course, you shouldn't support any scheme, because some schemes can be horrible and not the right thing. But overall, I think we desperately need housing. The Gasworks site is a great site for housing. It's very near the town centre. It's currently disused. It would definitely help to strengthen the town centre and the footfall through the town centre. So it has the value, it has a value of housing, and it has a value of support in the town centre, which is very good. What we have to be sure is that the housing they produce looks good and is what people need. And then there are always issues of parking and infrastructure support, roads, GP surgeries. We don't have a problem in London with school places. We just have too many primary school places, so any new children will be great in terms of the schools.
When you were previously an MP, one thing you introduced was the brain tumour bill into Parliament. I can
Yeah.
only offer my sincerest condolences
Oh,
on
thank
behalf of
you.
Jackie, but my brother was actually diagnosed with a brain tumour in 2020. And although it
Do
turns
you
out to
know what
be,
sort of brain
it was
tumour?
an astrocytoma, so although it turned out to be benign, we met lots of individuals and families who were affected by glioblastoma, and we still, my family are heavily involved in the brain tumour charity because of it. So I'd just like to thank you for bringing it into Parliament. It's definitely, I'm not one of your constituents, but I know lots of people who were really pleased and were encouraged to see it being raised within Parliament. In the bill, you want to target the number of glioblastoma patients who are enrolled in clinical trials, as well as ensuring that licensed drugs or any newly licensed drugs become available as treatment on the NHS. Why do you think it's so important to have these targets set for providing standard of care for patients in the NHS?
My experience of public services is, unless there's a target, it's very difficult to make sure that you're making progress or that things are happening, because people work towards the target. I mean, drug trials in the UK are in a parlous state. for people of all conditions, but particularly glioblastoma. Since we introduced that bill, which fell because we had the general election, and quite frankly, we were never going to get it through because just the way the parliament works, is that we have raised a lot of money to open a drug trials at University College London Hospital, and we want to light the way in terms of drug trials. We at the moment we're campaigning because on the 5th of September there will be a ballot to see which MP gets to introduce a private members bill. And my hope is that I might get somewhere high up on the list. And let me tell you, I haven't in 27 years, so it may be a vain hope, but we're also trying to encourage MPs from all parties who've been touched by glioblastoma to introduce a bill we're calling Margaret's Bill after my sister, which tries to, by both stick and carrot, encourage the pharmaceutical industry to do drug trials on glioblastoma. We're working off a model that they used for paediatric drugs some years ago, whereby we require, any pharmaceutical company requiring a license for a drug tumor a tumor drug would have to show what plan they had on glioblastoma, and if they could get it through, then we'd want to increase the patent for the drug by 6 months. So forcing the plan is the stick, but extending the patent is the carrot. Now, because unless we can interest pharmaceutical companies in tackling this issue, we're constantly fundraising, constantly trying to get drug trials together. And while we're happy to do that, there is a role for pharmaceutical companies here.
Well, I hope it all goes well with the private members bill, but I'll definitely be following along.
Yeah,
That is
thank
really
you.
brilliant. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm really pleased. With regards to a recent story we covered on Jackie, there was the fire at the recycling plant in Morden, during which I'm sure you know, like around 50 residents were evacuated for safety concerns. I know you were in touch with the plant as well as out there speaking to local residents. And do you get the sense that it's safe to the for the plant to remain open despite increased risks of fire during the warm summer month?
And I know that the Health and Safety Executive and the Environment Agency are looking at whether it is reasonable to have such a large waste station so close to the rear of blocks of flats. So we'll be meeting them and talking to them about it. But when you go down there, when you go down to Beaver Close, and you see just how close the station, the waste transfer station is to the back of the flats, it's very scary.
And finally, what are your priorities for Mitcham and Morden over the next few months?
Well, I think it's going to be St Helier is ever present with us, because we know that the Chancellor said there was no money for the 40 hospitals. That wasn't such a shock. We didn't think there was going to be for St Helier, because the planning application was supposed to have been submitted well over a year ago, and it hasn't been. We want to keep services at St Helier, at Carshalton, and we don't want them removed to Belmont. The exciting thing is we now have the support of both new Liberal Democrat MPs in Sutton. We've got support from Wandsworth. So, and I've also been in touch with Paul Kohler, who's the new MP for Wimbledon, who isn't as closely involved, but certainly doesn't oppose the services remaining at St Helier.
Brilliant. Well, that's everything from my part. Thank you very much
Yeah.
for joining the interview today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.